Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bouffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Bouffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Welcome, everyone. Bonjour, mes amis. And yes, here I am, as I say, Deborah Bouffet, founder and owner of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. If you are tuning in for the first time, we are a Boston-based internet radio station with all the bells and whistles. You can listen to us wherever you are, whatever country, whatever car you're in, online or with your mobile apps, and ask Alexa at the same time, whatever works. We are proud to be the media partner for the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York, and you can listen to this show here Monday through Friday, 6 a.m., 6 p.m. Eastern Time. You can go on our site, Dream Visions, all one word with an S on the end, the number 7radio.com, and check out all the most glorious radio hosts that have podcasts. Some of them are live, some of them are podcasts. They're all here wanting to make a difference in your lives. And as we always say, raise up the vibration of love, because we certainly need that to overcome everything else. Well, I am pleased and honored to have Sister Dr. Jenna on the show. And she was actually one of 30 inspiring individuals, including myself, that was part of the Mayhem to Miracles, True Stories of Courage, Triumph, and Peace. We were all in the book, and we are celebrating that book, and really Sister Dr. Jenna's life as well. She's had a very interesting life. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Sister Dr. Jenna.
Thank you, Deborah, and all the very best to you and your amazing audience, and this conversation couldn't be happening at a better time.
Absolutely, absolutely. So let's start off with the book, Mayhem to Miracles, Sacred Stories of Transformational Hope. You at a young age, you were a young woman that owned two dance clubs and a number of luxury cars and living the high life at that time. And just the thought of your ingenuity and independence to own two clubs, that in itself is amazing. So tell us a little bit about where you were at that time in your journey, and then how you evolved to actually going to
becoming an
the
angel.
Sisters inviting you to the center.
Yeah, I get it. Great question. So, everyone, you know, life is such an opportunity for each of us, isn't it? And when we look at the outside world, it gives us a template of what we think we're supposed to aspire for, towards. And sometimes we bring our own ingenuity in what we describe as how life should be, no? So coming from a half-Indian, half-African background, and being influenced by my grandmother, who's Indian, you know, there are certain core values that culturally are imparted on you. And then there are different core values that are imparted on my mother's side, who is African. So I guess from the offset, I've been gifted with a practice or a behavior of seeing things from the middle, like I would just travel down the middle of life. And I would look at the pros and the cons, what's on the east, on the west, what are the strengths of this and that, and without really trying to find myself too much on one side of the spectrum, I always felt that that's kind of cheating the enormity of the soul. So, you know, just having the opportunity to think outside of the box at a young age. And I guess I was just wired to do a little bit of business. So I remembered starting my first business at 16. And then I bought my first nightclub at 21 because I was legal by then. And then I bought into another one and another one. And, you know, the cars, the fancy clothes, the name brand clothes, the people who I dated, all of that was very significant to me. And that was your definition. I mean, isn't it? And then, you know, as you move on in life, you get these quiet nudging inside of your head that basically signal to you, it's good, but do you know that there's more? So even though it all seemed perfect and right, I think when I had my sacred experience, mystical experience, it sort of took me in another direction. And I have to tell everyone, my days of, you know, nightclubbing and running the best clubs in South Beach, Miami at that time were fantastic. And I didn't see anything wrong with it, but I think I might have just outgrown it, Deborah. I think, you know, in life, how certain situations or circumstances inside of you, you can feel it if you really listen inside. You know when something is done for you, but you just keep doing it either because of economy, because of pressure of people, because of status, whatever it might be. But your gut knows, I think this is done for me. And so when my awakening occurred around 24, I think that's when it was signaling to me, all right, there's another story that's emerging for you. So it was wonderful. It was great. Whenever I tell people about those days, they look with their eyes pop wide open outside of their faces.
I bet.
And they're always like looking at me, oh my gosh, but you seem like such a saint. And I go, am I not a saint anymore? In your eyes. It's like a lot of people sometimes, you know, don't realize you can't be a saint if you weren't a sinner. And maybe you will not be a sinner if you weren't a saint. And so the power of these narratives that are carved in the soul, it's in each and every one of us, just at different levels, but it's in each of us.
Yes. Being that you're the founder and director of the Brahma Kumaris Meditation Museum in Washington, D.C., and for about 23 years, I believe that we, you know, we all receive gifts or a nugget of wisdom from every experience that we have on our journey in life on Earth. Looking back to those days when you owned those two clubs, what gifts did you receive to take where you are today, you know, doing God's work?
Yeah, the gift of relationships, that's very easy for me. Relationships are very important. They're like stairways. You can use it to go up and develop yourself and grow immensely. Or if you don't value them, they can take you down. And so I think one of the greatest gifts I received doing what I used to do at the club is just the beauty of having a conversation, you know, with someone and learning about their journeys and their lives and listening without any judgment to a person's journey in life and learning from listening to their journey has been one of my greatest gifts.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So share, you know, moving from the Disco Queen to the Divine Angel, which is the title of your chapter in the book. Tell us how, you know, you were invited to the center by the sisters and you had a really trance-like experience. Tell us a little bit about what you were feeling at that time.
Not the usual, just, you know, my parents were involved with the Brahma Kumaris when I was a teenager. So I had the exposure to what a spiritual example of life would look like I saw it in my parents. I saw it in the spiritual elders of the community and even in the juniors of the community. And nothing is more powerful than when you see living examples of people who speak truth to power, right? Mm-hmm. So in seeing that and also recognizing the incredible role that was being played out as a woman on the path of spiritual empowerment was a great inspiration. Great inspiration. But there was one occasion when I was about maybe 17 and a half or something, and my mother was walking from the kitchen to the meditation room where she was going to, she cooks food and then she offers the food to God's light. It was her daily routine. And I looked up at her when I was sitting in the living room. She just looked like an angel. She was just this human being that was just walking with this light that just covered her. And it was very, it was like she just glided into the next room, into the meditation room. And there was something about that moment that really hit me. And I remembered very, very well, everyone, in just saying, oh, I want to be like that when I grow up. It was just a quiet thing, you know, one of those quiet feelings. Needless to say, I definitely went in another direction. So that was not the direction that I ended up in terms of my choice of entertainment, my choice of business or entrepreneurship. However, there's something profound when you look into someone's eyes, and behind the eye of that person is a vast world of compassion and wisdom and stillness. And for whatever reason, I kept seeing many eyes like this, and it just kept really deepening an awakening for me. I saw it, I could feel it, but it wasn't what I wanted. That's not of interest to me. So it really just happened. There was one day, oh guys, this is such a funny story. So one day I'm at my condo. I used to live in this high-rise condo at 19, overlooking the Atlantic. The mayor of Miami lived like on top of my floor, so to give you an idea of the level of the condo that I lived in, right? And I remembered sitting in the living room, and I wanted to have a mystical experience like what I saw my parents having. And I sat there, and I remembered as if my whole consciousness of my body disappeared. And I got so scared. I was petrified because for the first time, I was free. Can you believe it? Wow. For the first time, I was liberated and I was scared. And so I remember trying my best to get up, going to the bathroom, looked into the mirror. They couldn't see me. I saw an aura of me, a faint image of my physical form. But I had traveled into a world that was unlimited and was vast. And it had all the possibilities and all the experiences I could possibly acquire or dive into. And so with my fear at hand, I just had to shake myself up and just got really, really scared. And then I called my mother and I told her what happened. And then she says, it's okay, Jen, it's okay. You went into the awakening of the soul, and maybe you actually had an experience of Baba, of God's light. And isn't it liberating? And I said, wow, is that what you guys keep feeling?
Beautiful.
That freedom, you know? And, you know, she would say yes. So I think that these experiences were occurring more and more. And then when I was traveling, I started to get more. And then when I was in the center in Jamaica, then that did it. I came back to Miami and I was never the same person.
Just to interject for a little second, you're breaking up a bit, at least from what I hear. And if you
I'm
can speak up
that.
A little
Is
more.
Better? Sure, sure. Did you miss anything, or was everything okay?
There was a little breaking up there, so you might want to convey it again,
just
the last little bit.
Sure, Deborah. In a nutshell, they were just very divine and sacred experiences, and I think they took me to where I am today. You know, those mystical mm-hmm. experiences will not leave me alone. And I've just been, you know, supporting them as much as I can, maintaining them as much as I can, rather. Can I tell you something? Everyone has had a mystical experience. I think that it's a matter of the souls pausing long enough to just appreciate it and nurture it. That's my deep belief. If you could just pause long enough and nurture it, it will enhance your life tremendously.
Right. And be in the moment. I mean, you can call, as you well know, but those of us that awaken in our own way and along the journey, when you're feeling that light, when you're feeling the tingles and all, you just gravitate to it more, and you want that feeling to just fill you up and stay with you. And I imagine that at the beginning, you know, it would come and go just like in regular everyday life, but being in that environment and living it every day, how is that? You know, knowing the outside world and what's going on, you being in the D.C. area and violence and all the political stuff, how, you know, do you feel any of that as you're raising the energy and the vibration of love and peace and joy?
I don't. I would say that when I was younger, perhaps I would have been more cognizant of it, but I'm pretty clear that, you know, noise can't exist without silence, right? And so if I'm silent, then I'm able to recognize the impact of distractions and noise. So I keep my interior world pretty pretty focused on my relationship with the source, with the divine, but also my relationship with people. I keep those as healthy as I can possibly keep them. And I know that whatever my behavior might be is impacting the world. So whether the world is in good condition or not, whether people are happy or not, it's going to play out the way it's supposed to play out. What's most important is recognizing that whatever I do connects to the whole. And if every one of us can be mindful, then I think we'll carry more sense of responsibility in how we need to be on the planet.
Yes.
People, I think, they think too much about just their I, me, and mine. And every time you live from just I, me, and mine, you lose. You lose, because we're not here just for that. We're here for us. We. Together. And I think that if we all began to utilize that consciousness, we wouldn't be in this state that we're in right now. So I don't let it bother me anymore. There was a time that it did, many years ago. Now I'm not an avid voyeur of the news as I used to be. And it's been interesting that since I've detached from, you know, being caught up in the news cycle, I am a completely different person, and I feel a whole lot better. So I'm still doing the work, but with the exception that I'm not being affected, right, by the negativity that's out there. So I would recommend everyone, if you can't do anything in terms of making the world a better place, stop watching and listening to what is not good for you, but transform your energy and begin to facilitate what is healthy and what is positive, knowing that it's making a difference. Yeah.
Well, I think at this time we need to take our break. We're a minute and a half early. But we're going to listen to Sister Dr. Jenna's meditation, Keep Moving. Instead of our usual break, it's going to be the meditation for those listening.
Keep moving no matter what. There's a flow. This thing called life. It moves us ever onward, upward, forward. Like rivers of water, it keeps moving, no matter what, over and under and round it flows. Let the currents take you on the journey of life. Simply keep going with the flow. Keep moving, no matter what.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. We are honored to have Sister Dr. Jenna. She is an acclaimed, trusted spiritual mentor. She is the founder and director of the Brahm Kumaris Meditation Museum. For the last 23 years, she hosts her own popular America Meditating radio show, and she's the recipient of the President's Lifetime National Community Service Award. The meditation that you were listening to during the break, Keep Moving, can be found on her site. It's meditationmuseum.org. Just as it sounds, meditationmuseum.org. And you can also go on americameditating.org to learn more about her show and everything else. And recently she has
released a new book. She is author of Meditation, Intimate Experiences with the Divine Through Contemplative Practices. And we were talking about The Mayhem to Miracles, her chapter in there, From Disco Queen to Divine Angel. And now, Dr. Jenna, let's talk about your new book.
What would you like to know?
I would like to know. And you sound so much better. So thank you. Whatever happened, you're clear and we can hear you. So thank you. Yes, tell us what, is this your first book? And what inspiration did you have? What really propelled you to write this book?
Sure. The publisher from Sacred Stories Publishing, Patricia, reached out to me, and she was, suggesting that I think it would be so great if you could do a book on your mystical experiences, Sister Jenna, and I basically said no, I'm okay, and then she circled back, and I'm glad that she did, and she says, you can invite a lot of authors on, and they can share their mystical experiences, too. And I spoke to my very dear sister, Antonia, and we just talked about it. And she said, I think this would be good for you. It would be good for you to talk about your experience with the divine. Why not? So we worked on it for about a year. It's been a year in the making. We've got over 25 co-authors with us in the book, each of them sharing the shift that occurred in their lives when their awakening happened, when that moment of silence, silence met wisdom. And pop, they were seeing through their eyes in a different lens. And so the book is all about giving everyone who reads it the permission to now accept these mystical and divine experiences in their lives and to move forward with it, not to leave it on the shelf as if it's woo-woo or it's weird or people are going to think something's wrong with me. There are over 30 authors who are telling you nothing is wrong with you. It's actually a blessing to be able to live from inside out rather than outside in. So yeah, it's been a great process, and it's getting released on the 2nd of February 2022, and we're looking really forward to hearing the stories. And
if you may speak, we're losing you again, Sister Jenna.
I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. I'm not even moving. So
yes, when you
God help you.
Yes. Sorry. So the book Meditation, Intimate Experiences, it has a number of people sharing their experiences. Is that what I heard?
Yes. Yes. Jean
okay.
Houston, who I think everybody knows, who is an American laureate and philosopher and writer. Sister Jenti, the Joint Administration Head of the Brahma Kumaris. We have the amazing Reverend Sylvia Sumter of Unity of Washington, D.C., Temple Hayes, just an eclectic group of individuals from all walks of life are actually confirming to you about when that experience occurs, how life becomes a better experience.
Very good.
Now I hope you can hear me because I'm literally with my mouth in the mic.
Yes, for some reason I guess you're going to have to yell. Maybe it's the energies melding together. I don't know. But this book is actually available as a pre-order now on Amazon.
Yes, you can go to Amazon and go to Sister Dr. Jenna's page, and you can pre-order the book. I was told by the publishers it's at reach number one already in the mysticism category. So
oh, wonderful.
That's a good thing. That's a good sign.
Absolutely.
I think
absolutely.
It's time, Deborah. Don't you feel that it's time for us to step out of just this very boring way of existing, just defining the way that your journey is from outside in. And you know that the world behind your eye has actually the whole powerful existence of why you're here. And I think if we can just turn our attention inwardly, we'll be able to offer a lot more outwardly where the world is concerned. And the world needs a lot of energy right now. It's like a plane up in the air and the fuel has gone out, and it's not a good sign. And when the fuel goes out, people are agitated, impatient, angry, manipulative, they don't trust one another. And so what future can we hold if we continue on that trajectory? It's going to be to our demise. But if we can turn our attention inwards and begin to come from that inner place of divinity, then I believe there's hope for the future. And I'm hoping that when everyone reads the book, they will begin to value their own inner mystical experience and do something with it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I that's the work that I do, is going within, because everything is already inside us. And most of us, when we're mainstream America and beyond, we're so consumed with trying to keep everything together with the home, the kids, the work, all of that, you don't realize that all the answers we search for are just within us. And if we can slow down and just spend that time breathing deep, when I first started, I didn't know what I was doing, but I just sat quietly and started breathing deeply, and then little tingles started happening in my toes, and then it moved. The more I did, the more it moved through the body. So if everyone can just take that time, I think it's just so important. You have, I know you have such sacred wisdom to share. So what would you say as far as the tools for preparing for the future? You know, do you believe that we're the whole system that we have, including ourselves, is it breaking down so we can rebirth to a new era, a new dimension? I mean, what are your thoughts around all of that? And share some tools that we can actually utilize in our lives to make that happen, because each one of us can do it right here in our own home.
Yes, yes. I think we've often broken down on many levels in our private ways, whether it's in a relationship, or if it's with a career, or just with ourselves. We've had to recognize that we can't continue serving the energy at that same level and wanting change. I just think it's the first time we've ever witnessed it being a global epidemic, that it's a global happening. And I think if that doesn't wake you up to recognizing your role in the world and the larger scheme of things, I'm not quite sure what will be needed for your wake-up call. But at the same token, we're all souls on a journey. And we each, as souls, come into the journey of life at different times. For those of us who have been around for a long time, souls like myself, we consider ourselves to be much more ancient. It means we're carrying a lot of luggage, and we're really focused on sorting those issues out in the soul and returning to love. And there are some souls who are new to the planet. They're new to this life, Earth, and they think everything is fine, and it's dog-eat-dog world, and it's about my survival, and I'm better like this, and you're worse than I am, and my race is better, and, you know, the way I look is pretty, and, you know, all of those things that emerge when you haven't lived enough. So imagine these both worlds colliding at this time. Can you imagine? The new souls with the old souls, and everybody wants change to some extent, then you're going to get differences. You're going to get chaos. And I was talking to someone the other day, and they were saying about, you know, their relative is a little difficult. And I was remembering saying, yeah, and it looks like they're difficult, but actually, I think what you really want to say is that they're different. And when you can recognize that they're different, then you don't lose any of your energy. in trying to understand why they're so difficult. Rather, you will accept they're different than you are. So now what's the way that you need to respond? And it's just, it takes a completely different turn. So maybe, Deborah, and everyone in your audience, maybe we're realizing we're going to be different. But at the core, we all want to be loved and we all want respect. Maybe if we come from that common ground of awareness, maybe we can usher through a world that's golden aged and stop wasting so much time in the bickering and the fighting and the fear.
Right.
It's better to, you know, like it's so much better it's better to really see each other from a place of soul consciousness versus seeing someone from their gender, race, nationality, language.
Right, see the God within everyone,
right.
Regardless
right.
of who they are. If
right.
I
right.
agree with that. We can come from that perspective with everything. It would be amazing.
Right, right. Indeed.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
you know, nowadays, I mean, so many people now are looking at rushing through things in life. And I get it. I think there's a feeling, there's a looming feeling in many of us that we feel something is coming to a close. I mean, I look at our kids on the internet and the things that a teenager is exposed to at 10, 11, 12, 13. I haven't even seen those things yet.
Mm-hmm.
So much.
And the same here.
Right, so what's the future? How are they going to guide us? They are the future. And on one level, they're so sharp and brilliant and so inclusive. And then on another dimension, it's like they're using so much of their energy up. I just don't know how much longer that can last without it being refueled. So it's a powerful time, everyone, and it's not a time to complain or sit back or, you know, make judgments, but it's a time for us to really look inside of ourselves and begin to maybe in some way travel back into the East where some really deep mystical ancient philosophies began and begin to apply them into your current day life wherever you might be. And just observe how they unfold for you in life. You know, just experiment. Don't just keep staying the same person you've always been. That can be really, really boring. But keep experimenting on new ideas, new things, and just try something new. Just try something new.
Right. Right. I think the most important piece at the beginning is find the common ground so then you can go from there, because without that common ground, then all the disagreements, bubble up. And but if you've got that foundation and you can talk about your families and grandchildren or experiences that brought you together, or as you have mentioned with this new book, you know, phenomenons that we experience or know that we are guided by being, you know, I've experienced different things that you're in danger, but you can see the light and voices come. So, I mean, if we can put our energy into things like that, we can have more of it. And if we share about our families and we've got that common ground, you know, like when someone has, you know, a child that's autistic, everyone that has an autistic child comes together and talk about it and share stories and how can we help the children. So it's things like that, I think, that if we can tune into and start conversations like that, then we can come together and make bigger decisions
that for the highest good for all. I think that's the whole thing, is to whatever decision we make in day to day, whether it's business or family or whatever, is to ask ourselves, is this decision to the highest good for all? And if it isn't, your soul, your inner, your intuition will tell you, because you'll feel, I always feel nauseous. It comes right away. And then I know, no, that's not the direction we need to go in. So,
yeah. It's a growing curve, isn't it? I mean, we're all learning.
Yes.
It's not to say that, you know, I step into a room feeling that I know more than everyone else. I step into a room feeling I can't wait to learn from everyone else. And that creates a deep bond between myself and others always. Despite however much of exposure and experience, and I have a very rich life, it's very full, and I'm blessed and I'm fortunate to have been used by God in the way that He has used me so far. But there's so much to learn, you know, there's just so much to learn. So I'm just open to the learning curve. I'm curious about, you know, what stimulates us as people, what is, you know, what is that core belief that governs our choices that we make all the time.
And we can change our belief systems, too. I'm very big on that. I think that's an important key. Well, we need to take our last break, Dr. Jenna. So we'll be back in a moment. Everyone, don't go away. And the number here, we still have time if anyone would like to call in. Bob is in the house. We'll put you through. The number is 833-220-1200. Again, 833-220-1200. We'll be back in a moment.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. Eastern. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, and to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Come join us and step into this glorious vibration called love.
Delight your kids with an enchanting journey by reading the Paper Doll Kids Children's Book by Deborah Beauvais and Janine Sullivan. There's even a catchy tune, Kids for Love Song, produced by Bob Sherwood and sung by kids just like yours. The story weaves around seven paper dolls flying around the world doing good deeds as they bring important attention to our endangered animal friends. There's even a magical ring with a universal message. Kids become interested in service projects, action through compassion, and planting seeds that nurture positive change. The Paper Doll Kids and Kids for Love Song are a production of the Kids for Love Project. Get the book now on Amazon Kindle and the song on CD Baby or iTunes.
Are miracles real? Can you move from mayhem to miracles? 30 prominent authors say yes as they share their high fives and down lows of challenges, abuse, addiction, and love. Experience hope, the magic elixir of miracles, through the personal stories of New York Times bestselling authors James Redfield, Dr. Bernie Siegel, Sister Jenna, Reverend Temple Hayes, and many more. If you like bestsellers, Chaos to Clarity, and Crappy to Happy, you'll love Crying and Laughing Through Mayhem to Miracles. Sacred Stories of Transformational Hope, available now on Amazon and in bookstores worldwide.
It's a child's job to play, to learn, and to have fun. It's an adult's job to keep them safe. Did you know that 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused before the age of 18? Every day, families enter the Children's Advocacy Center because of child's courage to tell someone what happened to them. Keeping our children safe starts with a conversation. This is Michelle Aranger, Executive Director of the Children's Advocacy Center. Learn more on how to keep your child safe. Visit cacofbc.org. This message made possible by the Fall River Rotary Club.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And we are back with Sister Dr. Jenna. She's also a member of the Evolutionary Leaders Circle and was selected by Empower a Billion Women in 2020 as one of 100 most influential leaders of 2015. And her voice is an influence for sure in this wake of tragedy and increasing violence in our world that is on its way out. I'm holding that vibration that love is rising and moving all of that out. But I agree also that we need to do our inner work, and we also need to speak up and come from a place of compassion with whatever we do. To get in touch or to connect with Sister Dr. Jenner, you can go on either of two sites, meditationmuseum.org, just as it sounds, meditationmuseum.org, or americameditating.org, americameditating.org. I want to hear more of what you see where we are and how we can go to another level in our lifetime. I hope to see it in my lifetime that you know, that we've already evolved into another step closer to what we all envision. Share your thoughts on that.
I think we're all feeling it, where we're going. There's no way in my mind that I'm going to accept that we're not sensing that the time that we're in is a time of great transformation within. I think everyone walking around wants to shift something within themselves in one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
There's a need for growth or improvement. There's always going to be someone who's prettier than you, smarter than you. And you're always going to be someone who's prettier or smarter than someone. And how much longer do we need to go into the narrative of, you know, just being shut off from the reality of life and being able to hold on to deep universal truths. So I think that what I'm witnessing in the world is that we are coming to that particular point that we know we have to let go of the illusion. We call it Maya in our spiritual tradition. We know those thoughts of Maya, which are thoughts of fear, competition, judgment. There's these three C's I usually use in some of my sharings. The three C's that you need to let go of is comparison, competition, and criticism.
Mm.
And when you let go of those three C's, you will see the world with a completely different set of eyes. And the other thing that I feel is happening is we're reaching a point of letting go of an acronym that I use quite frequently called ALGI. A for anger, L for lust, G for greed, A for attachment. We're actually having to let go of these debilitating levels of consciousness, because if we don't, it again keeps us in this very, very tiny world. Imagine trying to squeeze the enormity of your soul into just walking around believing you're a black man, a white man, Jewish, Hindu, rich, poor, mm-hmm. pretty, ugly. And you use that as your base to anchor your identity. That's very, very painful for the soul. So pain can only last so long until you do something to get over it. So I feel that as it gets more intense in terms of forcing us to look at ourselves in ways that we need to, we're going to evolve into a much beautier, much more beautiful society, because it's the inevitable. I don't care how we get there, whether it's through war or fear or chaos, we're going to evolve. Just be ready.
Hmm. Beautiful. That's a good point. We're going to evolve.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happens, we're still going to be evolving. You know, when you look at that, that's really profound because it just is.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I mean, that puts a whole different perspective on things when you think of it from, you know, from that perspective, that regardless of what happens in the world, like you're saying, we want war to end. We want, you know, most people want a voice. They want to be safe. They want safe food. They want clean water. All the basics of, but the people have to speak up, or, you know, because of the corporations and all the things that it's all greed. But when you think of all that and then ponder or contemplate what you just said, Dr. Jenna, it's wow, we're going to evolve regardless of all that.
Yeah, and I mean, I'll have to tell you, I have a different opinion about corporate greed and so on. I know it exists.
Please.
And it is what it is. And it's not a good thing that you have more than you really need, and we can actually share our wealth with each other rather than harbor it just for ourselves. But I feel, though, we might miss the solution if we call it corporate greed and basically call it the vice of greed in all souls. Mm. Many times I've seen people in positions where they then had a chance to be on the other side of the spectrum, and they've changed. They've changed into the same people they keep arguing against. It's like the personality, the impression, we call it sanskaras. The impression or the sanskar comes to life when they fight against something. It's as if they're feeding it more and more. So corporate greed, political dishonesty, whatever you might want to call it, break that and look on the interior aspect of yourself to see the soul for what it really is and to discern for yourself, are you feeding algae or are you feeding the original nature of your soul? Mm-hmm. Based on that answer, you will determine if you're making the world evolved through peace or if you're contributing to evolving the world through peacelessness. No matter what, we're going to evolve. There are some folks who are going to do it with a lot of anger and hate, but they're pushing you to become a better version. And there's some who are focused on the peace and the purity, and they are comforting the future. They're creating the future where we can walk into it without a lot of bruises. So, you know, what are we going to talk about that many of us haven't heard, right? So I'm just asking everyone on this particular show and interview, just listen to what your thoughts are signaling to you and be honest about what you're feeling and feeding. And then if there's a change that needs to occur, then make it happen. Change something in you that you don't care for anymore. If you're giving more sorrow, or if you're taking sorrow from people, then definitely you need to change something. You must. And so in order to do that, you need to really have an open, honest relationship with yourself. It's the key.
Well, we only have a few minutes left, and I'm going to give it to you, Sister Dr. Jenna, what would you like to leave the listeners with? And
I think I just did. I think I just left everyone with where I think it's important for you to discern where you are in your journey. No one's going to come and rescue you. You have to be your own rescuer. And in doing so, you will begin to really find a great deal of value within yourself, and you will bring that value outside of yourself to others. The more you value yourself on the inside, it'll be just a natural for you to bring that value to others on the outside. So that's a beautiful thing to do. And I wish everyone, you know, just the best of everything at this juncture of their life. And even if something is really hard and difficult and you feel that you're not sure if you're going to make it through, guess what? You will. You always did, didn't you? And so whatever are your growing pains, whatever are the opportunities that present themselves for you, whether you thought this was how it should be or not, it's irrelevant. What's really important is that you live from inside out and you accept, you accept that you have enough to make your life powerful and that you have enough to contribute to the world to make it beautiful. And that's the way you have to keep thinking onward.
Yes. Okay. And like the meditation, keep moving.
No matter what.
Thank you so much for gracing our airwaves and being on our station, Sister Dr. Jenna. It's been a, you know, it's just been an honor to have you and your wisdom. Everyone out there, share the show, share this episode. It'll play again a number of times, and share it with your friends and family, and just sit and listen and contemplate. I think that is all that we ask, and you're going to keep evolving regardless, but why not join the vibration of lifting everyone up? So until we come together, everyone, thank you again, Sister Dr. Jenna. Au revoir.
Are you seeking a clearer path to love? Then tune in to the Love by Intuition show next week. All designed to your highest good. To contact Deborah Bouffet, owner of Empowered Connections, call her at 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or link on to lovebyintuition.com. Remember, we are all one, and we are all part of the miracle of love.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.